Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Are we there? Whoa, there we are. I knew we were somewhere. We were somewhere in space for a second. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. What a nice job Eric Holloway just did from Excalibur Roofing. Didn't he do a good job? I thought he was really, I like Eric. He's like a genuine believer. Goes through the same stuff everybody else goes through, doesn't tie it up, but really appreciates the work that the Lord's given him. Like, just one of those kind of guys that you can really appreciate his sincerity. What do you think? What's your opinion?
I concur.
Yeah. That's the line you have? I concur? It sounds like you can say, I can curl. I can curl. Well, congratulations. You should live in Canada. Anyway, because that's about where that's going to help you. Okay. Let's see, ladies and germs. Here's what I want to do. I need to talk about popcorn. I didn't get to talk about popcorn, so I'm talking about popcorn. You're going to think, well, what's the big deal about popcorn? Well, I'm going to tell you what the big deal about popcorn is. One, it has a really nice smell unless you burn it. That's popcorn. Number two, the deal about popcorn is this. My wife and I, sometimes we, I'm not a big shopper, okay? I don't like shopping. Shopping and me, it's like, here's the difference between people that shop and people that don't shop, okay? When people enjoy shopping, this is the word they use. I'm going shopping. And when you don't enjoy shopping, you go like this. I'm going shopping. So the difference is shopping. I got to go shopping. I'm going to shop right now. Shop. So, but I go with the wife every once in a while because she and I enjoy the company that we have together. And so we went and we went shopping and I got popcorn because I always get the 100 calorie pack popcorn. Or so I thought I always got the 100 calorie pack popcorn. So I took the popcorn, which just looked like all the other popcorn I bought over the last year, put it in the microwave, put it on the normal amount of time, which should have been 1 minute, 22 seconds, and the bag wasn't even floating yet. It wasn't even full yet. And I'm like, what's going on? Something wrong with the microwave, because the popcorn bag is not puffy. I'm thinking something's the matter here. Something's wrong with the systems. It's not working. It turns out, ladies and gentlemen, I got the wrong popcorn bag, and on the popcorn bag it says cook for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I was cooking it for a minute and 20 seconds. The bag wasn't getting bigger, and I was blaming the microwave. Now, what does that teach you about life? Well, everything, if you don't understand. First of all, we should read the directions. You know that I said I'm in life and it didn't come with any directions or instructions? That's not true. It did come with instructions. It's called the Bible. That's the book for me. I stand by faith in the Word of God. It's the Bible. That is the book of instructions. That is the book of life. In fact, I love using this analogy because it irritates people on all sides of the spectrum. If an alien came down and gave you a book and it contained the answers to the universe and the answers to life, would it be important to read it and know it and understand it? Just think of it from that point of view. But anyway, so the point and the principle of the popcorn is this. I didn't read the bag. I didn't read the bag. And because I didn't read the bag, I put the popcorn in the popper, I put it in for a minute and 20, and the bag barely went up, and my popcorn wasn't popping. I'm blaming the microwave. I'm also thinking, maybe I got a defective box of popcorn. Maybe I blew it that way. Maybe I just got the wrong thing. I don't know. I think that's what it is. I didn't read it. And so I kept approaching this situation from what I thought was a mastery of knowledge. Turns out it was from a lack of any knowledge. Because I didn't read the bag, I didn't know I was supposed to cook it. see, this is the thing. The thing is, sometimes, is this just me? Am I the only person that does this? I think I know something. I do it. It doesn't even come close. And then I blame everything else around me because it can't be me. I, of course, have a mastery of the information. Has that ever happened to you? It can't just be me. Am I the only person that happens to?
I never do that.
I mean, dude, wait, ask Brian right now. There's famous Brian K. Smith. Does he ever have such a mastery of the situation and then goes to the situation and then is completely dumbfounded and blames everything else because he can't figure out what's going on? Does he do that? Does he ask him if he does it? I want to. Do you do that?
Do I get to answer that, or yes. Do you need to talk to my wife?
Well, even if you're alone and the tree falls, you're wrong. I got nothing there. You're on your own there, pal. But anyway, my point is, if I would have just read it, I would have known. Well, A, it's the wrong popcorn. B, it doesn't cook in 1 minute and 20 seconds. It cooks in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's why the bag is not floating. Three, it's not the microwave's fault. And four, man, I got to stop that. So that's my popcorn story. You like that? It's a good popcorn story. It's the point is, if you don't take the time to read and examine and you think you know everything, you're going to find out that you're not so smart. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we want to cover? Oh, shocking news, by the way, right here in my hand. Shocking news. I don't know if you heard about this, but because of the government slim down, CNN is looking to replace some of its personnel because CNN is a network of the government. Come on, that's funny. Anyway, no, seriously, they're replacing Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is going bye-bye. He's in his wind down on his 1 year contract, and if they keep him another year, they're moving him to another spot. Zucker's looking to fill his spot with somebody else. He'll probably do some outside primetime work and in the late hours. So Piers Morgan can go in the way of Ed Schultz. They'll have something in common. They can be stars no more together. Something like that. That is true off the breaking wire, just in case you're interested. Not that many people are interested, but you might be. When we come back, we've got a couple of things. What's our break time? Like a minute or two or something like that? Like one? Uno? Isn't that a card game? Oh, okay. When we come back, we're going to do a DDD and some other things that I want to take care of today that have got to be taken care of. Very important. You know, it's always good to understand what's taking place around you, but it's always important to understand the kingdom of God never shuts down. Yeah, baby! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming back because we can.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Did you know our city's water quality is one of the worst in the U.S.? Bill Howe Plumbing, San Diego's largest low-cost plumbing company, has the water filtration solution at affordable rate. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist Vince Guncio. So Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why, right now, we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at that. Thank you. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, we have a new way for you to reach the show. You open up a fund called, gee, I just feel like giving money to David Spoon Fund, and just put money in the fund, and we'll reach you if you let us know about that fund. Just teasing. You go to davidspoon@kprz.com if you want to send me an email. Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because it's my handle. That's it. I'm telling you, the weather looking nice. Traffic actually is not looking that bad from what I can see. If you're stuck in a traffic place, you can let us know, send us email or call into the show. If you want to ask something or talk to us about something, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you feel like you want to just yell at the world, okay, I get it. Sometimes life feels that way. A couple things to tell you. Is this a shorter or longer segment? I can never tell on these ones. Is this one of those longer ones or short? Is this short? Short? Okay. So I can tell you this before I do the DDD, just to let you know. On this day in 1908, Henry Ford introduced the first mass-produced automobile on the market, the Model T. Guess how much money the Model T was in 1908?
$1,000.
That's close, $825. On this date, 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. On this date, NASA revealed that the suits for their space people cost $3.4 million, and a lot of people got very upset. This is supposed to be World Vegetarian Day, but since I don't recognize vegetarians as running the world yet, I don't give it to them, so that's not happening. But I'm
a vegetarian.
What, you are?
In between meals.
Oh, that's nice. No, I mean, there's some people there like, you know, hey, the Lord originally created us and we were, you know, we're supposed to be. Yeah, that's true. I believe me, I'm just kidding. I don't dislike vegetarians. That's ridiculous. I dislike preachy vegetarians. There's a big difference. And when somebody says, you're going to eat that thing, you're going to eat that meat. That's right. Well, I wouldn't eat it. And I always say thank you and stay out of the butcher shop because that's where I'm going. And that just gives me more choice. I got no problem with that. Also, let's see. Cy Young played in his first World Series game on this date. Did you know that? Cy Young. Here's another fact that you might want to know. In 1957, the United States sent up two B-52 bombers in the Strategic Air Command, and they were on 24 alert status because of a perceived attack from the Soviet Union. So it's a good thing that didn't happen, or you and I wouldn't be listening to this program. That's right. I only listen. I don't talk. I just listen on the show. 1962, Johnny Carson made his debut on this day. That's big. I like that. And that's about all I want to cover there. Okay, time to talk spiritual talk. Time to talk Bible spiritual stuff. Okay? Here's the dealios. You're going to say, what's the dealios? Okay, here's the dealios. You want to know what the dealios is? Here's the dealios. Matthew chapter 16. You probably want to write down the scripture references here, Robo Paul, because you got to know what they are. So Matthew chapter 16. Now watch this. Verse 16, verse 18, and verse 22 and 23. So write down 16-18-22 through 23. This story, ladies and gentlemen, is one of those grand, grand, grand teachings I want you to hear. Please, please listen. This is when Simon Peter gets it right and tells Jesus the exact thing that he should tell Jesus. When Jesus says to them, and I want you to hear the whole story because it's what we do well. This is what we do. This is you and me and everybody else who's a Christian. This is us right now. So Simon Peter answered after Jesus said, "Who do people say that I am?" Simon Peter said, "Who do you say I am?" Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" Here's what he responded. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." I know everybody's getting excited. Yep, that's what the church is based on. Yep, yep. Okay, yeah, but I'm not talking about that right now. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus said, "I say unto you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the forces of Hades will not overpower it." Peter is Petros in the Greek. And my rock, on this rock is Petra. Petros is a single rock. Petra is a rock bed. "I say unto you, you are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the forces of Hades will not overpower it." And you're going to, "Oh, and it's about the confession." Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. Here's what I'm talking about. Jesus asked a question to the 12. Now, these 12 were, you know, they're getting closer and starting to know each other. Now you're Matthew 16, so you're certainly down the road in the ministry time. And so Jesus asks the ultimate question, "Who do you say I am? What do you think? Who do you think I am?" And Peter gives the grand answer of all. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus goes, "And you are Peter." Wow, what a moment. Can you just imagine Peter for a second? Do me a favor, imagine Peter. Peter's like, "Yowza, I got that answer right." Because first of all, they weren't always right. And wow, I did it. Yeah, and then you know what happened? Then Jesus told them about his up-and-coming death. So verse 22 says this, "And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 'Oh, no, Lord, this will never happen to you.' But he turned," Jesus turned, "and told Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me because you're not thinking about God's concerns but man's.'" So first Jesus acknowledges Peter's great answer. "You're Peter. Good answer," by saying, "I'm the Messiah." And then Peter gets all full of pride and tells Jesus what the plan is. Jesus goes, "Not only are you wrong for telling me I'm wrong, but you're in trouble, knucklehead." That's what he said, because he tells him, he turned him and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me. You're not thinking about God's concerns, but man," here's Peter all puffed up. He's got the right answer. He gave the good one to God in front of the 12. "Hey, look, Jesus is acknowledging me." And then Peter goes and tells Jesus what the plan is. And then Jesus has to go, "Get behind me, Satan." What a bummer letdown. From "I gave the right answer" to "Ooh, I gave the absolute worst possible answer in that case." I wanted to show you that, how that often happens to us. Sometimes we do something really good in the kingdom and we get all full of pride, and blah, 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 and then all of a sudden we say something really or do something really dumb. Now, why was Peter called out on this? Because man thinking is not kingdom thinking. Man thinking, mannish thinking, is not kingdomish thinking. And Jesus made the connection between not kingdom thinking and satanic thinking. He separates. He makes no line of distinction. He's like, "Nope, you're not in this kingdom. You're working for the enemy." So here's the lesson. One, humility is better practiced than thrust upon us. And two, be kingdom thinking, not man thinking. Okie dokie, artichokies. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit more news and a little bit more fun.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners. The following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market, because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. RoboPaul, do me a favor and get that one humming little soundtrack that I told you to get ready earlier today. I want to make sure we get that. Here's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. We got a bunch of news, but I did get a traffic report from Eric. He's on the 5 North, and he said it's, which I'm going to assume right now. Now, I could be wrong for doing this, but I'm going to assume that means not good. So, although it's never good right there, I go home that way all the time. It's like it's never really good in that spot. It's that squishy spot right in Del Mar exit area right there in that, you know, right before Manchester. It's always yucky. So, unfortunately, I guess it's yucky early, which is not great. Okay, so let's see. Do we have that one music that we have? Can we play that music for you real quickly?
Dum, 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 dum.
Yes, thank you very much. Get ready. Every time I lift my hand, that would be the time to play it because this is what happened. A Pennsylvania court is reconsidering their cross-gender sports ruling. They made a ruling that said that cross-gender kids who are boys who say they are girls without doing anything to be girls can play in girls' sports.
Dum, 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 dum.
So effectively what they said was, hey, boys, if you are just not cutting it there and you feel like you want to win, you can say you feel like a girl now and then play in girl sports.
Dum, 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 dum.
So let me get this straight. The guys aren't playing very good in the guys' sports, but they don't want to keep losing, so they're going to say they're a girl, but they're not actually being a girl, doing anything to be a girl. They just simply say they're a girl, and then they beat the girls at all their sports.
Dum, 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 dum.
So let me see if I have this exactly right. Just so I want to make sure I get what's going on here, because I don't want to mess this up. The boys are dominating the girls in girls' sports, but they're not really boys because they don't feel like saying they're boys at the moment.
Dum, 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 dum.
And therefore, they get to play the girls and feel superior, even though they're not actually girls, but they say they're girls, hence the cross-gender part.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm sorry, folks. I can't follow it. I'm lost. I'm just like, what? So anyway, the court's considering reversing the ruling because the boys are winning at all the sports. It's like, really? Oh, okay. Let's see what else is happening. Is this wonderful. Hey, you want to talk about not a convenient truth? Let's talk about not a convenient truth. So that's a truth that's not convenient, right? Okay, so this is what it means, okay? Just so you can understand. The United Nations report on global warming has decided that it was not going to list all the information in the report, and the missing details are the fact that there's been no global warming for 15 years. So instead of issuing the report with all of the information that goes into the report, which is kind of, I think, what you do on a report, you give a report, they have purposely excluded the no change in 15 years process and says that doesn't matter. So this is a new way to handle inconvenient truth. Ready? Here's how you handle inconvenient truth. You just leave it out. You don't put it in. You just leave it out. Like, honey, we have to move. Why do we have to move? No reason. We just have to move. Knock, knock. Who is it? It's the IRS, and we're collecting your house. See, that's like leaving that part out. See what I'm saying? It's like, come on. So the way to respond to something is just don't mention it and hope nobody notices it. 15-year report, no change in the climate the way that they said there was. Something happened. They don't know why the pause, but they're sure going to figure it out. Because they need to. Okay, last thing that we want to talk about. This I did not think was good. This is one of those things that I think is bad, and that is this. You know, remember Ben Carson? Ben Carson is the individual, the neurosurgeon from John Hopkins, who was invited to the breakfast, and he told he was invited by the president to the breakfast, and he was critical of the president's healthcare reform. And got a lot of boos, and people didn't like him. He's become kind of a popular guy. Guess what he just acknowledged today? That after he went to the breakfast and after he went on the air telling people that he did not agree with Barack Obama, guess what happened? Ready? He got audited. So here's what happened. He had his first encounter with the IRS ever right after he challenged Barack Obama. Now, I don't believe that Barack Obama did this directly. I just think it's too small of a thing. But I think whoever set that up and is working for him, whoever coordinated that so the IRS would go after Ben Carson, I think that person should go to jail. That's just ridiculous. Isn't that awful? So the guy criticizes, just takes a different position, so they start attacking him. And it's like, oh, it's a coincidence. Well, how come everybody that criticizes the president keeps running into this coincidence? Isn't that an interesting coincidence? It's like, really? You think it's a coincidence? Okay, I got a bridge I want to sell you. It's really inexpensive. It's like, come on. All right. Is your speaker working yet? Nope. Do we want to tell anybody it's not working? No? Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's tell Craig the speaker's not working. Hail him in there and let him know. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to take a short break and come back. I think we're going to do a DDD because the news is starting to make me throw up.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners. 949-282-8428.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And, of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it, and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I want to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong.
I chased a million.
Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Menasca, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together. Grace Unplugged, in theaters this Friday. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
This one is 0.3 cents more expensive per ounce than that one. We gotta get this one.
Oh, do you remember what Thursday night used to be? It used to be our date night.
Oh, yeah.
When did it become grocery night?
Well, we're together, aren't we?
Talking about 0.3 cents.
Well, it's actually 0.3 cents, babe. And if you amortize that over the course of the year, we're saving $2. Come on.
That is not a date.
Maybe you could use a real date night. Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll learn new ways to communicate, have plenty of time to talk about the things that really matter, and you'll spend Saturday evening on a romantic date instead of at the grocery store. Learn more at familylife.com/radio.
Oh, this is taking forever.
Okay, you take that half of the store, I'll take this half. Let's meet back in Frozen, okay?
I thought we were already there.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because... So every once in a while, people get upset with me because I get too serious. And then every once in a while, people get upset with me because I get too silly. So I'm trying to figure out if I can be solarious or solarious. I don't know how to do it, but somewhere in between too serious and too silly. I've got to somehow bridge that gap. Or I can just keep being myself, and when you're listening to the show, because you never know if I'm going to be serious or silly, you're just not sure what's coming. But the only reason you don't know what's coming is because I don't know what's coming. Only I think the Lord is the one who knows what's coming. I don't know what's coming. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm going to do a DDD in the next minute or so, but I don't know much more than that, you know. Well, I mean, I assume I'll go to bed tonight. Outside of that, I don't have a lot of assumptions, you know? I mean, I don't, you know, that and my dog seems to think every time I come home, it's the first time I've come home in 15 years. That, I like that part because the dog goes, and it starts freaking out. You ever see a dog? And it's like with Levi, he starts, he arches his back in a C, like, right? Does that little squishy dog, the accordion thing? Like that. And he's like, oh, you're back, you're back, you're back, you're back. And he's super, super, super excited for about a minute. Maybe a minute and a half. And then either the dog feels like he's committed his loyalties and he's done, or he forgot that I came home or that I ever left, and now it's no longer important to him. It's one of those. I can't quite figure out which one it is. But he loves his day, but he's a mommy's boy, no matter what. He's a mommy. But he is Levi Red Wing Spoon. I mean, there's a reason I named that dog Red Wing. Hello. Okay. Let's do a DDD, which stands for Devotional Diamond of the Day. And what I want to do on this DDD, I got to be careful here. Anytime you hear me saying I got to be careful, it means that I wrote a DDD that can offend quite a few people. and it's not that I've been trying to offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just that sometimes you got to take the word and use it the way it's written. You can't change it around to make people happy. So with that in mind, I'm just going to have to do it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 through 9. You probably want to write that scripture down, Robo Paul, so that they can have a reference. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Did you get that? Did you get that? Matthew 15, 8 and 9? Good. Okay. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men. Yikes. Ouch. Wowza. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men. A quote that came out of Isaiah that was also respoken by Jesus. Here's the first thing about the people that are being talked about. Jesus talks about these people. He says, the people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. These are people that give lip service to God. Now, lip service to God. What does that mean, lip service to God? That means there's people that it's not just a matter of talking. Well, maybe kind of it is. It is a matter of talking a good game in the sense that people talk the right lingo. They talk Christianese, okay? And that's a language. And if you don't think that's a language, you haven't been a Christian very long or you're very, very sheltered. They talk Christianese. And they speak a certain speak, and there's a certain way to it. But the passage mentions the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. These are people that speak spiritual speech not for God, but for the sake of being seen and heard by men. You get that? That's very, very, very important to understand. These are people that give lip service, but they're not doing it for God. They're doing it to be seen and to be heard by men. In other words, they're looking for approval from other men, people looking for approval from people from a spiritual point of view. From a spiritual point of view, they're looking for a spiritual approval from people. And then the next part says, they worship me in vain, teaching his doctrines the commands of men. It's false worship. It's professing believers of God using repetitive words with no heart whatsoever. There, you got to remember, real worship is in spirit and in truth. not in repetition and in clothing. Real worship is in spirit and in truth. And the last thing that Jesus mentioned is they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men, teaching human laws as divine truth. Now you think, well, how does that apply? I don't know. If your fellowship has an unspoken Ten Commandments, that's how it applies. Every church, every group that has that unspoken Ten Commandments, you know what that is. What, our church, you got to wear this, or you got to do this, you got to say this, you got to be at this event, you got to do this. All those things that are unspoken that people get highly irritated and defensive about, which are commandments of men, not of God. But that's how you fit in our group. Well, by golly, I hope Jesus is welcome. What if he didn't do that? Would he fit in? Interesting question, isn't it? Interesting. So we got to be careful not to be just giving lip service for other people to hear us, but that what we do and what we say and how we function is for God and not for the praise of men. And we got to make sure our worship is real and genuine and sincere and heartfelt and not a repetition or a series of repetitiveness. And then we don't use human laws, religious ideas, concepts that are false in its context as divine truth. God's word is true. Man's word is not God's truth. I don't know any other way to say it. And some of the ideas that we do are not that bright. We need to be sincere and real people, even if that means that we've got some brokenness and broken parts in us. That's what grace and mercy are for. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I actually do have something else spiritual to share.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
When people convert from Islam to Christianity, they lose their families, they lose all their relationships. They also become a hunted people. Whenever external contact is made with a Christian, a Muslim convert, then everybody around swings into action to try and prevent this person from influencing others or having the opportunity to tell their story to somebody on the outside.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer when you make a monthly gift to Bible League International. Your gift of $30 each month will send 6 Bibles every month. And right now, combined with a challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give your first $30, we'll be able to send 12 Bibles. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Boy, somebody was like, man, Dave, that last DDD, that was some serious stuff. Yes, it was. You can see, so it's somewhere between the serious and the... So what's how do you take serious and silly and put it together? Solarious. How about that? That's a good one. Solarious. It's solarious. That's a new word. I just made it up. Tell your friends. Okay. Let's see. If you want to reach out, you go to David Spoon, or you can email. You can't go to. You got to email it. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because it's hilarious. And that's a good word. Do you like that? Hilarious? I think that's a word of the day.
Absolutely.
So
I'm going to add it to my daily vocabulary.
Okay. Hilarious. Somewhere between serious and silly. Actually, that's somewhere between silly and hilarious. Oh, I'm in trouble. Here's a report that came out from Brian McNulty on September 30th. So it is one day old. I'll confess that right now. The title of his message is, What Happened to Hurricane Season? You see, they were forecasting a lot of hurricanes this year. Did you hear that? They were forecasting an inordinate amount of hurricanes. Today is the end of hurricane season. They were expecting 8, 10, 12, maybe even 14 hurricanes. You know how many we got this year that were hurricane ones? You know how many?
I'm thinking zero.
No, we got two. We got two hurricanes. They didn't do very much. See, the reason that they're having a problem with this and the climate change and everything else is because they're forecasting. Do you understand what they're doing? They're forecasting. Let me give you a little theology. Forecasting is casting your imagination about something before it happens because you don't know for a fact, whereas God operates out of foreknowledge, which is knowing beforehand. When you're forecasting, it's like you're standing at the end of a dock and you have your fish hook with your fishing pole and you throw the fishing pole, you whip it back and you send out the hook and you're doing a little fishing. You're casting. You're throwing something out in the water trying to catch something. So if that's what casting is, what do you think forecasting is? It's doing that, only you're talking about it ahead of time. I'm going to throw something in the water and hope I catch it. Although you're doing that ahead of time. So it's not the same as foreknowledge. Another word for forecasting could be called guessing. That's another word that we use for it. And this is a problem because in climate change, they do a lot of forecasting. But see, because they don't have foreknowledge, they don't know. And for those that think that global warming is real and that it has to happen and the ice caps are melting, they've already proven the ice caps are not melting. And they've grown by 60% in the last 2.5 years, by 60%. And remember, God promised he would never flood the world again, so the ice caps are not going to melt and water is not going to cover the earth again. So it's all ridiculous. It's all. If you don't think it's all a scam, you've been scammed. Why don't you just buy the thingy and your lights can turn on and off whenever you want. Okay. Actually, it's a noise sensor. So he sells a lot of those every year, but... Okay, let's go out with a DDD, if you don't mind. Is that all right? All right, write this down, my good friend. This is Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Matthew 15, 28. Did you get that? Got that all in the thingy? Good. All right. Then Jesus replied to her, "Woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want." And from that moment, her daughter was cured. So I'm reading my devotions this morning. And I've read this text more times than I care to confess. I've read it several times. And I just think about this, and every time I read scripture, something happens. and I see some little new whatever thingy, and it's just like my brain goes, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't see that. So that's kind of what these DDDs are really all about. But listen to what he said. He said, Jesus replied to her, woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want. And from that moment, her daughter was cured. I find that to be incredible, that phrase, as you want. Let it be done for you as you want. The Greek word is thilo, thilo. And it means as you desire, as you wish. And this is the thing you need to remember. I know she was there for her daughter's sake, and she had great faith, and she wanted her daughter healed, and that's what she wanted. That was her desire. That was her wish. I want to tell you this so that you don't miss this little gem in the rough. Sometimes the Lord lets us choose ourselves the things that we're pursuing or we want. See, what we do is we like, I will do it when the Lord tells me. I want a sign from heaven. May the Skittles fall down in blues and greens and withhold on oranges. That's what we do. That's our fleece before the Lord. Every one of you has done it. Don't try and say you haven't done it. Here's the bottom line to that, okay? Sometimes you get to choose. Now, there was a preacher. I'm not going to say his name, okay? I will say his full initials are FKP. But there's a preacher, and he was preaching, and don't agree with everything this guy says. But he said one thing one time that I did hear that I thought was amazing. He was talking about his friend going to buy a car. And his friend was saying, you know, Pastor, you know, I was in the car lot trying to figure out what car to buy, and I couldn't pick, and I was saying, Lord, which car do you want me to have? And then when I figured out what car I was really leaning towards, I said, Lord, which color do you want me to have? And this particular preacher in communicating the story said one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and it's true. God's not driving the car. Pick any color you want. God's not driving the car. If you like blue, pick blue. Maybe you like red. Perhaps you like yellow, although I don't know why, but maybe you like yellow for a car. Hey, guess what? God's not driving. He's in it with you. He's just not driving it. You know what I'm saying? He's not adding it to his garage collection. It's your car. Pick a car. Pick a color. Pick something. Enjoy yourself. Live a little. Use that thing between the ears. Psalm chapter 32, verse 9 says this, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. God says, I don't want you to be like a horse. I don't want to have to pull on you this way. Go this way, horsey. Go this way, horsey. I made you. You be a man. You be a woman. You be what I made you. Make some good decisions. My point in this is sometimes you can want something. Now, when you want something and it's sinful, you know God's not going to say, the answer is no, okay? So, the answer is no. You know, he's not going to do that. But if you want something and it's okie dokie and it's in the okie dokie realm, it's okay to want that. It's okay to, hey, I like that, I want that. It's not okay to obsess about it. It's not okay to covet over it. It's not okay to make it an idol. It's not okay to make it your God. But it's okay to want it if it's an okie-dokie thing, all right? There's nothing wrong with that. You might say to yourself one day, I'd like one day to have a 3D television. Okie-dokie. As long as it doesn't become an idol or your God or this or that, whatever. As long as it doesn't take a part of your life and God doesn't say no. As long as it's in the realm of okie-dokie, okie-dokie. I love this passage. Woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you thelo. As you want, as you desire, as you wish. You have wants, you have desires, you have wishes, and it's okay. Just keep them in check with the Lord and make sure that nothing else comes, nothing comes in between you and your Lord. Nothing, no body, no thing. Anything in between you and God is your God. Just remember that. Okay, are we wrapping? Are we like, we're at the wrap? Okay, we can wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow. Man, do we got a show for you. Even going to be talking to a director of a movie, so stand by for it. See you in 22. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate.